KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, let's check some high school volleyball scores from Saturday. Lots of tournament play around the region. It was Adair Casey defeating Coon Rapids Bayard 2-1. Adair Casey over Ankeny Christian 2-0. Adair Casey also beat East Green 2 in a row. And it was AC over Storm Lake St. Mary's 2-0. Bedford topped Lamoni 2 in a row. Bedford beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 2 straight. It was Bedford over Mount Pleasant 2-0. And Bedford topping Clark Osceola 2 in a row. Cedar Falls beat Lewis Central 2-1. Also, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Ankeny Christian Academy 2 in a row. Coon Rapids Bayard over East Green 2-0. It was the Crusaders over Iowa Christian Academy 2-1, and Coon Rapids Bayard topping Adair Casey 2-0. East Green beat Ankeny Christian Academy 2-0. East Union beat Bedford 2-1. Fort Dodge over IKM Manning 2-1. IKM Manning beat Des Moines East 2-1. Iowa Christian Academy, a 2-game sweep over Peyton Sherdan. Iowa Christian also beat Storm Lake St. Mary's 2-0. Lewis Central over IKM Manning 2-1. Lewis Central also beat Mason City 2-0. Mason City down to IKM Manning 2-0. And it was Peyton Sherdan over Ankeny Christian Academy 2-1 in Saturday girls volleyball. Well, there's another Rhodes looking to make a name for himself through football in Central Iowa. Jake Rhodes, the son of third-year Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes, is entering his junior year as a football player at Gilbert High School. The younger Rhodes lined up this summer at outside linebacker while splitting time at quarterback, tight end, flanker, and long snapper. Gilbert coach Scott Otterer says that while Jake Rhodes is tall and lanky, he hits opponents like a truck. The coach adds that Jake has the mindset to play tough football. Well, Todd Haley has complete confidence that the Kansas City Chiefs can figure a way to get their offense going in the right direction, even if they manage to score once in a while going in the wrong direction. The Chiefs' high-profile starters struggled in their third consecutive preseason defeat Friday night, this time to the St. Louis Rams. The first team's only scoring drive came after an interception set up prime field position, and they went 1 yard backward before Ryan Succop kicked a short field goal. With one preseason game left, time is running out to get things straightened out. In other NFL news, teams have until tomorrow to reduce their rosters to 80. The Indianapolis Colts have released 8 players, including last year's kickoff returner, Devin Moore. The Indy native made the team as an undrafted rookie, but missed the final 12 games with nerve damage. Elsewhere around the NFL camps, there's nothing like a trip to Oakland to get Drew Brees ready for the regular season. Brees threw for 189 yards and led New Orleans to scores on all 3 drives that he played in the Saints' 40-20 victory over the Raiders yesterday in preseason action. Houston Texans coach Gary Kubiak is optimistic that Arian Foster will be ready for the regular season opener after the star running back re-aggravated a hamstring injury in Saturday's preseason game in San Francisco. Foster was the NFL's leading rusher in 2010. Also, wide receiver Paul Hubbard was among 6 players who were cut by the Buffalo Bills yesterday. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In baseball, Ian Kennedy is the National League's first 17-game winner after pitching the Arizona Diamondbacks to their 6th straight win, 6-1 over San Diego. Kennedy's now 17-4 on the season. Elsewhere in the National League, Matt Downs delivered a go-ahead single with 1 out in the 11th inning as Houston beat the stumbling San Francisco Giants 4-3. Zach Greinke pitched effectively into the 8th inning to remain perfect at home, and Corey Hart homered for the second time in as many days as Milwaukee defeated Chicago 3-2. The National League Central leading Brewers Pirates remain 10.5 games ahead of the St. Louis Cardinals as the Cards clip the Pirates 7-4. Kyle Loesch went 5 innings to pick up his 100th career win. Joey Votto hit 2 homers, including a walk-off in the 14th inning as the Reds finished a 3-game sweep of Washington 5-4. And Kevin Kuzmanoff drove in his first 4 runs since joining Colorado as the Rockies held off the Dodgers 7-6. In the American League, the New York Yankees split a twin bill in Baltimore. The Orioles won the first game 2-0. In that game, Derek Jeter passed Mickey Mantle by playing in his 2,402nd game in pinstripes. That's the most of any Yankee. The Yanks won the nightcap 8-3, hitting 5 homers. Texas assumed a 3-game lead in the AL West by beating the second-place LA Angels 9-5. Josh Hamilton had a 2-run homer and a tie-breaking RBI single. Luke Hughes hit 2 home runs and drove in 5 to help the Minnesota Twins rout the Detroit Tigers 11-4. Kansas City's Bruce Chen overcame a shaky first inning to win his career-high 5th straight start as the Royals took the final game of a 3-game series with the Indians 2-1. David Price struck out a career-high 14 over 7 dominant innings in a 12-0 win for Tampa Bay over Toronto, and the White Sox waxed Seattle by a final of 9-3 on Sunday. St. Louis Cardinals first baseman Albert Pujols was held out of the starting lineup Sunday against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Manager Tony La Russa said he felt Pujols needed a day off. The Cardinals are off today, which gives Pujols a 2-day break. The 3-time NL MVP has been a healthy scratch twice this season, the last on July 20th against the New York Mets. Lance Berkman made his 16th start at first base yesterday. Pujols, who has started 113 games at first base this season, missed 13 games with a fractured wrist from June 20th through July 4th. Cleveland Indians outfielder Michael Brantley will miss the rest of the season because of an injury to his right wrist. That wrist bothered Cleveland's leadoff hitter for weeks, and he was put on the 60-day DL. The injury was originally diagnosed as tendonitis, but tests revealed more serious damage. Brantley hit .266 with 7 homers and 46 RBIs in 114 games. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Oklahoma City edged the Iowa Cubs 2-1. Omaha outscored New Orleans 11-10. Nashville plays at Iowa tonight, while Omaha will host Round Rock this evening. The Omaha squad leading the Memphis team by 4 games at the top of the American North Division standings coming into tonight's play. Nick Prado singled with 2 outs and the bases loaded to give Huntington Beach, California a 2-1 victory over Hamamatsu City, Japan in the Little League World Series championship game yesterday. With runners on first and second, an error by the shortstop on what could have been an inning-ending double play loaded the bases for California. After a forced play at the plate, the 12-year-old Prado smacked a solid liner off a 2-0 pitch for the game-winning hit. It's the 5th time in the last 6 years that a team from the United States has won the Little League World Series title. In golf, Brittany Lincecum won the Canadian Women's Open. She completed play 13 under par, one better than Michelle Wee and Stacey Lewis. Wee had a chance to force a playoff with a birdie on the 18th, but she settled for par and a tie for second. Americans finished 1st through 5th in that tourney. Mark Calcavecchia won the Champions Tour Boeing Classic in a playoff. Calcavecchia defeated lefty Russ Cochran on the first playoff hole with a 2-foot birdie putt. And the final tennis major of the year gets underway today in New York City. It's the U.S. Open, and despite some minor damage from Tropical Storm Irene at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center, play will start on time at 11 a.m. local time on 9 of the 13 courts. Play at Arthur Ashe Stadium, the venue's main arena, won't get going until 1 o'clock this afternoon. The final Grand Slam event of the year will wind up on September 11th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.